Hi, I'm Sarah Overton, and I'd love to share a part of my story with you. It was 2017, and God spoke to me. I had just listened to a conference talk by an NGO about the plight of refugees around the world, and it was now the prayer time. The woman leading the prayers described how various injustices are part of this world's darkness. And then she said, I have a sense there are some of you in this room who God is calling right now to expose those injustices. You will be like flares sent up into the darkness to expose them. And when she said that, I felt profoundly that this word was for me. Then I felt a powerful yet loving force pulsating throughout my body. And in that moment, I turned to my friend Rachel and asked her to pray for me. She said, Sarah, when I closed my eyes to pray for you, I saw a bright, pure white light. And later that day, as we departed the conference, I still wasn't really sure what had happened or what that word would mean. But something deep within me had been sparked, and a process was picking up a new pace. This was not the first time that I had felt drawn to seek justice. As a child, my internal sense of fairness and justice had been strong. Growing up in developing countries as the child of missionaries, I saw people living in poverty firsthand and felt anger about inequality. While at university, I joined a wonderful organization called Just Love, which works to equip Christian students to follow God's biblical call to pursue justice. Those years were formational for me. Precious friends who were and continue to be a blessing entered my life along the way. Our conversations spurred me on towards this calling, but my experience at that conference in 2017 was different. I had been spoken to by my Heavenly Father about my purpose. The journey since that day has not been straightforward. I felt deeply and still do that I am called to pursue justice. But the process so far has been a mixture of closed doors and opened ones. Sometimes the process has looked like job rejections, followed by a more exciting opportunity that I wouldn't have been able to do had the other job worked out. Sometimes it has looked like amazing connections made through the church, linking up in ways I could never have imagined. Looking back, I can say the process has worked for my good. I'm confident when I read God's word that this will continue to be the case as I lean into his call and discover what's next. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 in the New Living Translation reminds us that we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. This is true for all God's people and you too. Your experience of being called to God's extraordinary purpose is unique for you. You might feel zapped by the Holy Spirit in a moment, or it might be that you have a building sense of something meant for you. Perhaps a series of experiences lead you in a certain direction, or it might be that you aren't sure what your unique purpose is, but you keep trusting God for each next step. Maybe you have experiences of all the above. Whether or not we have a strong sense of our purpose, we are invited to turn to our loving Heavenly Father. A few verses in Psalm chapter 37 tell us that as we commit everything we do to the Lord, to trust Him, and He will help us. As we do this, the justice of our cause will shine like the noonday sun. As we put our hope in the Lord and travel steadily along His path, He will honor us. As we take delight in the Lord, He will give us our heart's desires. When we lean into journeying with God, we can trust that He is both holding and shaping us and our desires as we discover and pursue His purpose for us. As we figure this out, we are not alone. Phew! In fact, all our individual purposes are part of the collective extraordinary purpose that we share as God's children. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Verse 2 tells us how we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Jesus has gone before us and has provided a model for what we, his church, must do. As we follow in Jesus' footsteps, and as verse 3 says, think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. That helps us not become weary and give up. Furthermore, we see that Jesus has already fulfilled the prophecy set out in Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 4, quoted from Matthew chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. Look at my servant whom I have chosen. He is my beloved, he pleases me. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations, and his name will be the hope of all the world. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, Jesus is the light of the world. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, Jesus tells us that we too are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. We are called to actively participate in sharing the good news of the cross and salvation through Christ, and to help bring God's loving justice to this world. But Jesus goes before us and walks alongside us. We can inhabit this extraordinary purpose, knowing confidently from Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, that Jesus is with us always, even to the end of the age. Let's take a moment to reflect. How might God be holding and shaping you as you reflect on your unique purpose? How might Jesus be calling you and those around you to run this race together? Let's take a moment to imagine. Maybe you're not sure what God's purpose is for your life, or perhaps you're looking for the next step in your journey. Take a moment and picture what you're hoping for or what you think God might have for you. Tell God what you see and listen for His word to guide you. You can trust Him. For connection and encouragement, visit everywomens-story.com.